Welcome to the Rudick Report. Today is January 30th, 2023. We start off the week with a report that another food processing plant has been destroyed. Over 100 firefighters fought a massive fire that destroyed a chicken coop at Hillendale Farms in Connecticut, which housed about 100,000 chickens. According to reports, authorities are not yet sure of the cause of the fire, and luckily no injuries have been reported. NBC Connecticut reported that firefighters said the fire was in a 50-foot by 600-foot operating chicken coop at Hillendale Farms on Schwartz Road. Crews from 16 surrounding departments responded to the scene, and according to Colchester Fire Department, there were water issues that required more tankers to be called to the scene. It is yet unclear what may have started the fire. The Department of Agriculture said it has been in touch with leadership at Hillendale, and currently the department is not responding, but is continuing to monitor the situation. To give you some perspective, Hillendale Farms is one of the leading 5 egg producers in the country, raising a total of over 20 million chickens for egg. Recently, egg prices have skyrocketed due to supply chain breakdowns, and egg shortages, the government alleges, were brought on by avian flu, killing hundreds of thousands of chickens. But we know that's a bunch of BS. To add insult to injury, chicken farmers have been claiming that tainted feed may be why their hens haven't been producing eggs. Some farmers, who suspected this, switched their feed from chicken feed to goat feed, and their chickens started laying. This is no coincidence, as one farmer stated that their chickens have not laid a single egg since October until she switched the feed. This latest fire comes during a growing food crisis that's been creeping in America over the last year, as food processing centers across America have mysteriously caught fire or otherwise been destroyed. Check out the description area in this video for a list of those plants. Doesn't it seem odd to you that all these food processing plants are being destroyed? Doesn't it seem odd that our officials warn of food shortages with such certainty? People need to wake up and understand what is happening around them. To operate a business in this country, no less a commercial business, requires multiple safety precautions, including fire suppression. The safety systems are inspected as well for the business to receive a satisfactory certificate to operate. The fact that we have so many food processing centers being destroyed should raise an eyebrow. There are just too many happening, and now it's just ridiculous the amount of them that are being destroyed. In my opinion, every food production facility needs to install surveillance cameras with round-the-clock security guards to stop the attack on our food supply. But like every other questionable incident, all evidence is buried, and we will never know the truth. Keep vigilant and prepare yourselves and your families. Get some extra food when you can and store it away. Just a few extra items every time you go food shopping will add up quickly. The evidence is clear in my opinion. These food plants are being taken out one by one and prices are skyrocketing as a result. The last thing you want to do is wait in a food line to get essentials with the rest of the sleeping public. If nothing happens, then great, you have some extra food to eat. But if something does happen, you'll be prepared, safe and sound in your own home. There are just way too many incidents in the past year for this to be a coincidence. In the description of this video, I list the food processing plants that have had incidents with links to their stories. The number of them is staggering. There is no way this is just a coincidence. It seems to me this is a coordinated takedown of the food distribution centers. Thank you for listening. If you found value in this report, please give me a thumbs up. And if you are able, please visit my affiliate links to help support this channel. Until next time, this is the Rudick Report.